The cultural lie is that you need people's approval to be loved. That is false. The truth? You are already loved. You are already loved beyond your wildest, wildest dreams. God really does love you. With an unstoppable love. Oh, how he loves you. Yes, you. You listening right now, he loves you. And he loves me too. Sometimes we all say things like, well, you say that, but prove it. God said that he loved us, and he proved it by sending Jesus to die on the cross in our place for all the mistakes, all our anti-God ways, also known as sin. Jesus died for our sins. He took the punishment for us. It's, wow, just tremendous to think about how much he loves us. Now, if you've been in church for a while, you may almost go on autopilot when someone talks about God's love for you. I know what that's about. But please, take a moment to shake yourself out of that autopilot mode and pause to really think and open your heart about his love for you. Think about it. The creator of all the universes loves you specifically. Nothing changes his love for you. Nothing. You are so loved by God that all of the most expressive greeting cards ever created are like nothing in comparison to the magnitude of his love for you. Again, think of the cross. He did that for you. He did that for me. Jesus did nothing wrong to receive such punishment. He chose to suffer in our place so that we can have a place in heaven with him. Because, you see, God is just, and there's always going to be punishment for evil. Jesus took our place for all the bad things that we did so that that justice, that side of justice that God has, that character trait could be fulfilled and his love for us could be shown. Romans 5:8 says, but God clearly shows and proves his own love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Our response should be just overwhelmed worship and love for him. Let's love him with our words, thoughts, and actions today. Let's surrender everything and ask him to just take over and help us to love him and love others with his love. I never, ever want to ignore him or hurt his heart. Let's ask him to help us to love him and love others today. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says, let everything you do be done in love, motivated and inspired by God's love for us. As believers, we have an amazing concept to grasp. Hoping in his promises will never disappoint us. And his love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts. Romans 5:8 says, such hope in God's promises never disappoints us because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Now, if you're not a believer yet, the time is this very moment. You don't know what could happen. I remember praying with someone as he bled to death. He didn't know he was going to die that day, and I prayed with him to receive Christ. Please don't postpone your decision to receive Jesus as Savior and Lord today. Just ask him to be your Savior and Lord. Repent. Turn from your sin. You know what that is. Deep down inside. It's everything that breaks the Ten Commandments, everything that's not what God wants us to do. Turn from that and receive Jesus as Savior and Lord today. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us. We welcome you, Jesus, in our hearts. Cleanse us from our sins. We are so sorry for our sins. Please forgive us. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for saving us. Jesus, please be our Savior and Lord. Rule our lives. Save us from sin and hell. Thank you for loving us so much that you died on the cross for us and rose again, conquering sin and death. We also pray for all believers who've been discouraged lately. Lord, please encourage them. Help them to sense your presence, your love for them. We ask for your best for each prayer request sent to us. And we ask you to please bless our churches, our pastors, our families with your best. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Savor the Savior's love. Take time out to talk with him while reading his word about his love. Use the concordance in your Bible to look up passages about his love, or use a Bible app. Let his love motivate and activate you to unabashedly love him and others today. Send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that is prayingpals.org.